Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 374, and I'm Barry Kantz, your host. Lorene Romero is our co-host, and she will be joining us for next month's podcast. And in today's show, we are continuing our Business 101 series by talking about marketing. Specifically, marketing by educating. But first, before we get into our show, I want to thank you for being a listener to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. Lorene and I have been producing this show for the past 11 years. Actually, it's almost 12 years at this point in time. And our goal is to be a resource for you to help you improve your business. And we are an affiliate of the National Association of Career Travel Agents, NACTA. And please take a few minutes to check out NACTA at NACTA.com. And if you're looking for our homepage, you can find the Home Base Travel Agent Show at hometravelagent.net. Our homepage has the show notes and links for this show, as well as for shows going back to show number 170, I believe, a few years back, actually. And you can listen to the show by using a player that's available right on the home page, and it's a great little player. So if you go over to hometravelagent.net and check out that player. And you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes and on Google Play by clicking on the links that you'll find there on the home page. And if you find our show helpful, well, please share the love by leaving a review on iTunes. Now, Lorene and I welcome your feedback, so please feel free to email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. We love to hear from you. So if you have a question, comment, or criticism, just drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you, so give me a shout. Now, with the preliminaries out of the way here, let's get into the meat of the show. And to do this, we need to go back to show number 369, where I talked about the sales funnel. So to review what a sales funnel is, well, it's a good way to visualize your marketing process. So if you think of a funnel with a wide end at the top, the large end, and at that large end are all the people out there who are your potential clients. Now, some of those people at the top of the funnel will never show an interest in your travel business. They're just floating around out there. They don't know who you are or what you do. And the goal is to capture some of these people and get them into your sales funnel. Now, once they're in your funnel, they flow through a process that eventually leads them to purchase from you, or maybe refer you to their friends and purchase from you again when they want a travel product. Now, as people move from the large end of the funnel to the small end of the funnel, your marketing strategy evolves to keep them moving to the eventual goal of having them as clients. Now, at the large end of the funnel, people are getting to know who you are, what your products are, and they are making a determination if your product meets their needs. Now, as people move further down the funnel, they're really getting to know you, they're learning to like you, learning to trust you, and eventually buy from you. At each step of the way down the funnel, you must engage the potential client to facilitate this whole process of moving them through the funnel. And what we're going to talk about today is a means to engage people to get them into the sales funnel and a way to grease the walls of your funnel to move that potential client towards the eventual goal of becoming your client. Now, this method of engagement is marketing by educating. This is one of my favorite marketing methods, but it's not the only method to use to get people into your funnel. You can market your services by attracting attention to your products. And you know, attention marketing consists of signs, flyers, newspaper ads, anything you can use to draw attention to your product. You've seen all this. And the most gross form of attention marketing is the poor college student standing on a busy street corner, waving a sign in front of your windshield, or maybe they're wearing a gorilla outfit or a Lady Liberty costume, and I think you've all probably seen that too. They're doing anything to grab your attention. Now, marketing by educating is on the other end of the continuum away from attention marketing. So what is marketing by educating? Well, it's informing your potential clients about what you do, who you are, why you are doing what you do, what you are offering your clients, and how your products meet the needs of your clients. With education marketing, you don't need to make an overt sales pitch. What you do is anticipate questions a potential client may have about you or your products, and then create an informational piece that answers that question or those questions. Have you ever had anyone ask you why you are a travel agent? And maybe they say, after all, most people book their travel on the internet without a travel agent. Now, this is an excellent question to answer. Write a short Facebook post about why people use travel agents. Or write an article on your blog and link it using Facebook. Link to it using Facebook. Maybe you can frame the answer to this question in a different way. For example, with an article entitled, How to Avoid Big Disappointments When Booking Your Vacation. Rather than writing an article for your blog, you can transform your educational piece into a talk that you can present to your networking group, church group, chamber of commerce, or anywhere that you might have an opportunity to talk about you, what you do, and why you do it. Now, maybe there's an opportunity to write an article for your local newspaper. Small town newspapers do like to do this type of thing, so all you have to do is contact them and maybe they'll run your article in their paper. Now here at this point, I want to jump back to ideas about what you can use as material to educate potential clients. People are curious about what you do and who you are. Use Facebook, a blog, or Google Plus to tell people about what travel agents do. Tell them what attracted you to the business. Write or speak about your travel areas of expertise. And maybe you specialize in Alaska, for example. Well, tell people about Alaska. Talk about its history. Write about what people can see and do in Alaska. Maybe you can tell them about the Iditarod. Talk about its history. What happens during the race. And you can talk about how they can volunteer and become a part of the Iditarod. And actually, you can do this. Another way to find material to use to educate potential clients is to recall the objections or concerns your clients have before they book a vacation with you. Maybe they're concerned about the long airplane ride. Well, write an article about how to survive a long airplane ride. And don't sugarcoat their concerns or objections. Offer suggestions to allay those concerns and objections. Talk about why the long plane ride will be worth every minute that they spend in that aluminum tube. So, you may ask, when do I make the sales pitch in this marketing by educating material? Well, you typically make a subtle pitch at the end of the material. At the end of your article about Alaska, maybe you can ask people to contact you if they want to learn more. Tell them that Alaska is a big place with a lot of things to do and see, and that you have a lot more information you can share with them if they contact you. Now, it will really appear disingenuous if you make an overt sales pitch. You always want to put the focus on your audience when you're marketing by educating. You want them to believe that you have their best interests at heart, which I know most all of you do. But if you make an overt pitch, it destroys the trust that you're trying to build. You always want to put the focus on your audience. You want them to believe that you have their best interests at heart. And if you make an overt pitch, it destroys that trust you're trying to build. And this leads into the reason why you should market by educating. By marketing through educating, you are building trust. You're helping potential clients get to know and like you, and you are establishing yourself as an expert by showing people what you know. When people enter your sales funnel, they will be motivated to move further down the funnel because of what they know about you, and that they trust that you have their best interests in mind, and that they trust you will give them a special travel experience because you have, through this material, you have shown them your knowledge and expertise. Another great thing about the material you can use to educate potential clients is that it can be repurposed. You can adapt this material for newsletters and send it to existing clients. You can use your old material and put a new twist on it and use it all over again. You can shorten it up for Facebook, or if you've developed it for Facebook, you can expand it into a blog article. So tell me, what will build trust and confidence at your next Chamber of Commerce meeting? Will you gain trust and confidence at the chamber meeting by going dressed up as a grizzly bear? Well, I'll guarantee that you are going to attract some attention by doing this. Or will you gain trust and confidence by doing a presentation that educates and informs? And I think you know the answer to this question, or which one you'd prefer to do. And actually, what I would do, I would combine the two. I would bring a toy grizzly to use as a prop for my presentation about Alaska. Props are great tools for grabbing attention during a presentation. Well, this is a short piece, and I hope it gave you some information that you might find helpful. And I hope you let me know. Drop me a note if you have an idea for an educational marketing piece. You know, I love ideas, and I love bouncing ideas around, so please feel free to send me an email at barry@hometravelagent.net. And you can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. Stop by there, give me a like, leave a comment, or share your ideas there. Well, that wraps up our show for this month. Please join Laureen and I for our show in December. And until then, have safe travels, stay healthy, and have a wonderful holiday season. Bye-bye now.